time. It's in John 21, Big John 21. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon, Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathan from Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were there together. I'm going out fishing, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early the next morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize Jesus. He called out to them, friends, have you caught anything? He said, no, they answered. He said, throw your nets right on the other side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul in the nets because there were so many fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. About 20 years ago, I was a fairly new Christian.
Switch up. There you go.
He didn't like me using his microphone.
No.
I'm teasing you. It's okay. About 20 years ago, I was a fairly new Christian, half a dozen years or less. And I went to a funeral for a lady named Juanita Sennett. And at the funeral, a pastor did part of the funeral. His name was Pastor Kelly, a big redheaded man. And he came in from out of town. He had been the pastor there at Lincoln Methodist Church at one time. And then he had been transferred out. But he wanted to do her funeral. And the reason he wanted to do her funeral was because he became pastor of that church. And when he met everybody at the church in the first couple weeks, when he met Juanita, she says, are you born again? He says, what do you mean am I born again? He says, I'm a pastor. I've been a seminary. What do you mean am I born again? So over the next 6 months or so, it ate at him and clawed at him. He kept talking to Juanita about this and that. And over that time, she talked to him about being born again and born of the Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And he became born again, and he did get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's why he wanted to do her funeral, because he changed her life, or she changed his life. And here he was. He had been through seminary. He was an educated man. And this lady just says, are you born again? And she walked him through being born again and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. These disciples, Jesus had risen from the dead, and they left their life because things were messed up. And Peter says, I'm going fishing. And then John sees Jesus and says, it's Jesus. Well, Peter jumps in the water and heads for shore. Are you willing to jump in the water and head for shore when you know it's Jesus? When you know Jesus is calling you and he calls your name and tugs at you? Are you willing to jump in and get wet? Are you willing to do this thing? How important is it to you to do this and grab the fullness of what God has to offer? There's always more. You can ask Pastor Kelly. There's always more. Jesus wants to do more. Anybody who needs prayer, please come up for prayer. If you want to know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, please come up. If you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, please come up. Anybody needs prayer, please come up. Please stand.